saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, challenging the Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage. The Alabama Supreme Court today effectively ordered probate judges not to issue same-sex marriage licenses for 25 days. The Alabama High Court picked this time frame because technically there is a 25-day period to file a petition to rehear a U.S. Supreme Court case. The order, though, is leading to mass confusion tonight, one probate judge saying it is very unclear. Regardless of any petition period, though, Alabama must follow the law as set by the U.S. Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the land.
I am so sick and tired of the homosexual agenda.
Gavin Newsom remembers the moment he decided to fight for the rights of gay men and women while mayor of San Francisco. Newsom talked about that moment today. It was 2004 when he defied state law and ordered the city clerk to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. KGO 810's Mike Simpson picks up the story.
Just when did he decide to do it? Well, he was at President Bush's State of the Union in 2004, where there was a call for a constitutional ban, and a nearby couple celebrated.
And they said, I am so sick and tired of the homosexual agenda. Thank God for the president.
He told Ron Owens right then he knew he had to do something. A lot of supporters said go for it until he actually issued the licenses.
They all said, what the hell were you thinking? At the end of the day, it's about love. It's about real human beings.
The clock is ticking tonight in Santa Clara County as negotiators work frantically to avoid a 6 a.m. strike. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is following that story.
If the Service Employees International Union Local 521, which represents 9,000 Santa Clara County public workers, goes on strike, it will be the first time the county has seen a strike in 40 years. Their contract expired June 21st. Union members include 911 dispatchers and public health nurses. County officials filed a court injunction to keep at least 2,000 of those essential workers on the job. The injunction request was denied, leaving a potential mass staffing shortage. Only about 500 county employees from the county communications, jail, public health, and social services department have been ordered to report to work.
A controversial vaccination bill is headed to Governor Jerry Brown.
This is an important step for us to do what we need to do to protect public health.
The state Senate today approved some last-minute fine-tuning that would give California some of the strictest vaccination laws in the entire country. If the governor signs the legislation, parents would no longer have the option to withhold their children from vaccinations. Only children with serious health problems could opt out. Dr. Richard Pan, a state senator and a pediatrician, is co-author of the bill.
Parents stood up and said, please do something. Please do something to stop this. And I really appreciate all the parents who have come together to fight for this bill, because I don't think we've been successful without it.
The new law comes after a measles outbreak at Disneyland. Only Mississippi and West Virginia have similar laws. A 4th of July terrorist warning to report, a warning issued because of the terrorist group ISIS. More from correspondent Jim Sciutto.
In the years since it declared an Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, already a global terror threat. Jane's Defense logging more than 3,000 attacks across the Mideast and Africa. And that's just as you're beginning to see similar attacks play out in Europe and here in the U.S. And the concern is that you will see more.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row on Sundays at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN. Guarantee your seats to six Broadway musicals in San Francisco. 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Visit shnsf.com.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? And they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. get the free RDO app. Access our stations or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm shifted. That's RDIO. RDO. Tune to you.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. Eastbound on the Skyway is still creeping along from 101 to Fremont, and then minor slowdowns across the lower deck. And northbound 101 still jammed from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. But those construction jam-ups past Marina Boulevard on the way to the Golden Gate Bridge have all but gone for the moment. Palo Alto, though, northbound 101 at University, that broken manhole cover still an issue. They shut the slow lane down there where it is, so no one will be hurt. And it's going to be down for a while, quite a while longer. You're still crawling back to just before San Antonio Road. San Jose, northbound 101, just before Oakland Road. Please watch out for a large piece of metal. It looks like a walk board, a ramp. No details on which lane it's in, though. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports, the Warriors exercise the team option on Mo Buckets. You know him as sharp-shooting forward Maurice Spates. That means Mo Buckets will be back with the Warriors next season. The Giants have the night off. Tomorrow night, they're in Miami against the Marlins. And the A's are up on the Colorado Rockies over at O.co, 4-0, bottom of the fourth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. This is really a good news, bad news forecast, depending on where you live. Think hot. You can expect highs in the low 100s, up to 104 in some inland communities, mid-80s by the bay, mid-60s along the coast. Wednesday will top out at around 102, warm things up a few degrees along the coast and by the bay, with highs in the upper 60s at the beaches, mid-80s by the bay. Increasing clouds on Thursday, but still a bit warmer, highs between the mid-60s and low 90s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies and still we've got warm temperatures, 87 degrees in Fairfield, 68 in Oakland, 74 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
You're getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and John Lopertini, live in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Love this. On Fusion, Will Ferrell was a guest on the Chris Gethard show, whatever that is. He had three real-life couples agree to get married, okay? And he was everyone's designated best man. So, naturally, Will had a lot of fun with this, all right? One of the couples, he pretended to be previously married to the dude's wife and then flipped out because he was still in love with her. He eventually had to be carried out of the wedding. This is, take a listen to this.
Matt, you have done the impossible. As you know, we've talked about this, Tara was my second wife. And back then she was a wildcat. And I know in her vows she said she was gonna be honest and trustful with you, but she's gonna lie to you. Gonna lie a lot. She's a dirty, bold-faced liar. But she's charming as hell. And as long as you watched your back, you should be good to go.
I just want to say one thing.
Okay. All right.
Tara, I still love you. Just would you take me back?
This is not appropriate.
It is appropriate.
She was just married.
In my heart is love. It's way more than what man has in his heart.
No, they just got married, right?
He has trap in his heart because I love Tara.
This is not
I
okay.
I love her so much. I love her. I could rip her brain.
Whoa, Will. Will, can you just
want to crack her little petite body chicken bone.
Can you?
I could crack you like a chicken bone.
Are you getting tough with me?
Tara!
Remove him.
Tara! You're gonna need more than that. Tara! Don't just stand there, Tara!
Well, you gotta give it to Will. Well, when he wants to do something, or there's a will, there's a way. And out the door he went. They had to carry him out.
He is committed.
I know, right?
That's hilarious.
I'll never forget when he was doing when he was doing the karaoke thing on Fallon. Did you ever see that when he was lip syncing? Oh, my God. It was amazing. It was after one of the Warriors games. It was game. Oh. You know, they do game night. Yeah.
Okay.
After the game. Anyway, speaking of marriage, let's talk about Bristol. Bristol Palin posted a new entry on her blog this weekend. Yes, she'll or her and her mother will make more, titled My Little Blessing, where she says her pregnancy was intentional. And it's accompanied by a sonogram picture. That's very nice. By the way, this would not be a big deal, and this would be nobody's business except her and her mother decided to make it everybody else's business, babies and marriage and wedlock. That's why it is a big deal. She's still not naming the father, but it sounds like it is her ex-fiancé's Dakota Meyer, her ex-fiancé. That's right. They did not get married over Memorial Day weekend. They pulled the plug at the very last second because she says, quote, everyone knows I wanted more kids to have a bigger family. Believing I was heading that way, I got ahead of myself. Things didn't go as planned, but life keeps going. Life moves on, but I do not regret this baby. She also goes after the haters saying, quote, look, none of us are perfect. I made a mistake, but it's not the mistake that all these giddy a-holes on social media have loved to assume. This pregnancy was actually planned. Well, that goes against everything that you've been preaching to the choir for the last several years. Meanwhile,
well, and it really, really, really flies in the face of what she said last week. So she's trying she's trying to change the story midstream.
Right, right.
It ain't working.
Two things. What she did last week made me feel empathy for her.
Was honest.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, because she said, look, everybody makes mistakes. I really made a mistake here. And she says, I have to deal with it. I have to sit with myself. And I also have to earn the respect of my family back.
And know something that I'm like, a hypocrite.
Those are not the exact words, but basically that's what she said.
Right.
And she owned it, and so I was cool with it. I'm like, well, you know, that's life.
It is life. And my other point would be, had this been intentional and she had any inkling that she was pregnant, and i.e. this far along, because wasn't that wedding supposed to be like 3 or 4 weeks
Memorial
ago?
Memorial Day.
Right, okay, 4 weeks ago. So there's no way they would have gotten married had she known she was pregnant.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yes, or if you're going to listen to what her foundation was all about.
Like, her mom would have been you're pregnant? Oh, you're getting married. I don't care what he did before.
Well, I don't know if mother has that kind of power.
Yes, she does. Are you kidding me?
Again, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, even Sarah, and say, look, you know, you still love your kids, and if your daughter's not happy and she doesn't want to marry this guy, you still don't have to marry him. I mean, what's she going to... She's not going to get the moose gun out. Come on. I want to think that. Anyway, so back to her foundation, which has paid... It's actually the Candace's foundation, has paid Bristol Palin big money over the years to deliver this message of abstinence. See, this is where the hypocrisy comes in, and this is why she's getting it from all these angles, especially today since she walked all of the good stuff that she said last week back. Now that she's pregnant with her second child out of wedlock, by the way, they still have her back. They said, quote, her courage while still a teen herself to admit her mistakes so publicly. Now, she said this before. They said this before the weekend. All right. So to publicly in an effort to help others was remarkably brave. Today at 24, we can only offer our support to Bristol and her family and respect her request for privacy. Okay. But you have to know, and this is kind of amusing now, in a 2010 PSA featuring, of all people, the situation from Jersey Shore, Bristol vowed that she would never, ever, she would not have sex outside of marriage. Well, it's happened twice.
Okay. That again, we know of.
Again, I'm not picking on her. The only reason I am is because she had it right last week.
And
I thought, cool, man, you know, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
it's not
off.
Even, we can't even call it a walk back because it's just they're flip-flopping and they're trying to reverse the message completely.
I don't know.
It's such an utter fail.
It's so convoluted now. You have to think that Sarah somehow started punching on the keys.
I love that you said that she had sex outside of marriage twice.
Well, I guess every time she has it, she has a baby. I don't know. She's fertile Myrtle.
I know. Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. Please. Because that, indicates that there might have been a few other times.
She needs that condom that glows in the dark. That's what she needs. Oh, do we have a quick moment here to talk about the Japanese gorilla? Because I want you to look at this. What do we have it at? Do we have it at Generation Drex? Okay, and then we also have it at...
Tweeted it.
We tweeted it out at Generation Drex, and we'll put it up on KGO Radio on Facebook. But the women in Japan are falling in love with this handsome gorilla. And this is such a Japanese thing.
It's weird.
He's a silverback at the zoo from Australia, but apparently he has this intense, sexy model look that the women in Japan are going crazy for them. None of them... I don't know. None of them done anything to act on this, like jumping in his pen so far. But it's insane. But I did look at the video of the gorilla, and you can look at it. It is kind of interesting. When it looks at you, it kind of has like that, I'm looking at you, and I'm pretty hot look.
Are you falling for Siobhan, the gorilla?
I'm not, but I was shocked when I saw it. So you have to check it out. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back,
I have to weigh in. Not a good-looking gorilla. Would not hit that, tap that, whatever the kids are saying these days. I mean, come on. Really?
I guess I'm going to have to fly to Japan and really check this out. Look at the video. All right. So the Japanese have a new love. It's their handsome gorilla. That's good for them. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back. You know that $40,000 Hermes handbag that you want, the Birkin? Before you do, think twice. We'll tell you why next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Professional painters know how to take care of their equipment, especially their brushes. Dan Ford, owner and general manager of CertaPro Painters of Silicon Valley, a Diamond Certified company, says many people forget this step when cleaning off water-based paint from their brushes.
You need to have them sit in a bucket for probably about 10 to 15 minutes. You get a full breakdown of the acrylics. And a light washing with a little spray nozzle at the end should do the trick.
For more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each has scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere and is backed by a guarantee. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them in the new Diamond Certified directory that was mailed to 815,000 households in the Bay Area. Order your copy for free at DiamondCertified.org.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. 1-800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered, just education.
It's time to take care of one of your biggest investments with a great deal from Zero Res. Call now to take advantage of the June summer special. Three rooms clean for $119, and Zero Res will clean a hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But the biggest kick I ever got was done a thing called the Crocodile Rock. While the other kids were rocking out the park, we were hopping and bobbing to the Crocodile Rock. Well,
good evening. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and John Lambertini on KGO 810. And, well, you can go ahead and dance to the Crocodile Rock. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. Love us some Elton, but might want to think twice. We are talking to PETA, and we'll say good evening to our next guest. It is campaign specialist Ashley Byrne. Thank you very much for joining me, Ashley.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, so you guys are targeting the Hermes, the whole Paris man. I guess it's the men's fashion show. What is it? Men's wear show that's going on this week.
Well, we broke our investigation right before Men's Fashion Week in Paris, we knew all eyes would be on the fashion industry and on French brands like Hermes.
Now, I must tell you, I was horrified. When Heather first sent me the story, I thought, you've got American Swamp People and you've got A&E and Duck Dynasty and all of these crocodile shows where they hunt crocodiles. Alligators, actually, in the United States. And, I see them do it, but that's a way of life, and they use the animal for the food and the pelts and this, that, and the other. And I thought, well, what could this possibly be that there would be a problem with Hermes behind those $40,000 bags or whatever that you – I guess you can get one for five. I don't know my bags. Can you get one for five or 10 grand? I don't know.
Well, they go up to $50,000,
actually. Okay, so the Birkin bag.
It's quite expensive.
It's the Birkin bag that all the ladies wanted. Well, I guess not all the ladies, but
yeah,
some
no,
ladies
not
wanted.
Anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. It's time right. has come and gone. Yeah, but when I saw the film, then I understood. It's the process is horrific. Now, of course, I will say in their defense that they're looking into this. They said that they're demanding the best farming conditions and which conform to international regulations, and I suppose they'll look into it. Okay, but the story that you bring to us and PETA has brought is horrific. Would you like to explain the entire procedure?
Sure, absolutely. PETA obtained undercover footage on two reptile factory farms. One in Zimbabwe and one in Texas. And both of them supply crocodile and alligator skins to Hermes' own tanneries to create, the famous Birkin bags and their, watch bands, again, they're known for. What we found on these farms was horrifying. First of all, in the United States, we found conditions that, we believe violated state and federal laws. And overseas, we found things that would turn your stomach. Reptiles are trapped in barren and severely crowded cement pits. They're basically living in swamps of feces. On the Texas farm, we got footage of them having their necks sawed open. Often we would have footage of them moving minutes after they had been mauled with a knife or a box cutter. And we found things like, when the stun gun that was supposed to be used on them was missing or wasn't functioning properly, the manager would actually have workers go in and kind of muddle their brains with a sharp object. Hideous cruelty and the most disgusting conditions. Our investigator said that at times it was hard for him just not to vomit just working on this farm.
Mm-hmm.
Which really makes you think about the the human rights conditions on these farms as well. But I think that just the contrast, when you think about the fact that these are some of the most expensive accessories in the world. And you see the conditions that these skins are coming from, and they're just hideous.
Yeah, some of these pits have as many in Texas. Some of these pits have as many as 200 reptiles. Look, I know that a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, they're reptiles, and I don't like reptiles. But that's not what we're talking about here. It truly is cruelty at its worst, and especially with some of these things where they're taking out their spinal cords. Oh my God! While they're alive, it's just.
Yeah.
It's difficult to watch.
Ashley,
it's difficult to explain. It's difficult to watch.
Can I ask, do you know? I don't understand, and, you know, forgive me, but we do have lots of industries that use animals, et cetera, but they at least sort of kill, you know, using air quotes here, humanely the beast before making it into a sausage or a coat or a bag. Why is the alligator and the crocodile left alive to have its skin removed?
Well, and yank out its spine.
Right. Well, you know, I would actually go so far as to say that, you know, slaughter is never really humane, no matter what industry you're looking at. But there are ways to make it just, you know, beyond inhumane. And, you know, they venture into such cruelty that, it should be illegal.
Sure. I mean, even our own Supreme Court talked about, they did the ruling today on humanely for prisoners with the death penalty. Like, that's a big discussion.
Oh, yes.
But when it comes to animals
and
making food or luxury items, like, oh, who cares?
Well, and that's the thing. So often, I think this is something that actually is very disturbing, working at PETA and seeing footage from all different types of, of farms where animals are being slaughtered. But there are these guidelines that are supposedly being followed that, I still wouldn't think it's a humane method of slaughter, but it's at least supposed to be quick. So often you'll see that, because you can have a factory farm, but the animals aren't machine parts, things don't work perfectly. So often you will see that something gets jammed up and animals are left to suffer. And that's what we were seeing in this case, that, you have to think about how big and strong one of these animals is.
Right.
And,
For sure.
It takes to kill them. And so, when you think about that, you can begin to picture how things might not go the way they're supposed to be going. And then especially, if their instruments are malfunctioning, if they misplace something. And unfortunately, they're not just going to stop because, they want to keep things moving so they can be efficient and keep profits as high as they want them
to
be.
Wow, that's a lot of profit. Ashley, I have to take a break here quickly for the news. But when we come back, we'll talk about this. And 808-0810 is my number. Do you feel the same way about crocodiles as you do fur? I mean, it would be okay if it was fake crocodile skin with you. I mean, if that were pretty much our rule, our law, at least ethically what we try to live up to. Do we really need three alligators or crocodiles used to make one bag? And then when the explanation of what they do is just mind-boggling. We'll be back. 808-0810 is the number to call in. And we'll continue coming up right after we check into the news center on KGO810.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Before you drop thousands of dollars on that Hermes bag, that Birkin bag, well, listen to our conversation coming up next. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, the California firefight. Crews south of Lake Tahoe tonight are working to get a handle on the Washington fire before the weather takes another turn tomorrow. That fire sparked 10 days ago by a lightning strike. This is CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berland.
That fire is just under 18,000 acres and 45% contained. Thanks in part to higher humidity and even a little rain, firefighters there have been able to reduce the threat to Markleyville.
Now, the weather is expected to take a turn tomorrow. More hot, dry weather in the Sierra, which will likely allow that fire to flare up again. And now to mounting opposition to a new Warriors arena.
Skip pass to Clay. Corner three. Got it! And the Warriors lead by 14.
Critics hit the streets of San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood today. Nurses arguing the 18,000 fans games and events would bring would clog the streets and block patients and emergency vehicles from making their way to the hospital in that neighborhood.
Kirsten Klickner is a nurse with the California Nurses Association.
We want further discussion with the city of how many parking spots, how are they going to address the traffic flows.
PJ Johnston, a spokesman for the Golden State Warriors.
The city studied this, and between the dedicated transit lanes and the dedicated emergency lanes, they've shown that there will be no impact on ambulances or other emergency vehicles.
He says the arena is less than half the size of AT&T Park.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Some people are screen printing these at home or at home factories.
Like the Giants World Series run, the Golden State Warriors their NBA title run, they saw a staggering amount of counterfeit swag. But as KGO 810 Scott Letiri reports, a heavy hitter led the charge.
Homeland Security cracked down on counterfeits.
We estimate that the manufacturer's suggested retail price for these is $493,000, almost $500,000 throughout the 14,000 items that were seized.
Tatum King with the Homeland Security Office out of San Francisco. Operations in Oakland and throughout the state were shut down.
We haven't arrested anybody yet, but that doesn't mean that arrests aren't pending.
The NBA working with federal and local authorities during the investigation, which included the confiscation of T-shirts, hats, beanies, and tote bags.
The lone survivor of that prison escape in New York is reportedly talking tonight about he and convicted killer Richard Matt broke out of that maximum security prison. Matt was killed in a gun battle with police, but David Sweat survived, and now he's telling a story that writes like a Hollywood script.
The state wants to know more about who may have helped David Sweat and Richard Matt inside the prison here from which they escaped June 6. Already charged, Joyce Mitchell, the prison tailor who, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo on WCNY, was to drive the getaway car a long ways away.
They would kill Mitchell's husband and then get in the car and drive to Mexico on the theory that Mitchell was in love with one or both of them.
Mitchell reportedly got cold feet.
So much for deadlines. Looks like Iran is going to miss a Tuesday deadline in connection with that nuclear weapons deal with the U.S. and other nations. And as Foreign Affairs correspondent Elise Labatt reports, a larger July 9th deadline is also up in the air.
Data here is going to depend on how much progress has been made over these next couple of days. It's possible the world powers leave, say to Iran, call us when you're serious. And the interim deal that essentially is in effect right now, freezing Iran's nuclear program, remains in effect until they regroup and decide how to get back together. I don't see a scenario where this all falls apart entirely.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105. Now, if you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. We broadcast here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you haven't tuned in yet for our informative and entertaining financial program, you really should. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Heading into Benicia on 680 southbound, construction is going to jam you up a little before you get to Lake Herman Road. Once you get past Lake Herman, you're good to go. Looking much better in the city, too. Northbound 101 is stop and go now from Hospital Curve to the 80 split. But eastbound on the Skyway, while it's not at a near stop, it is still stop and go-ish from 101 to Fremont. All clear across the lower deck, only minor slowdowns from Treasure Island to the tolls in Oakland. Palo Alto, northbound 101 at University, that broken manhole cover remains an issue. They've had to shut the slow lane down there while it's being repaired, and it is still wreaking havoc. You're jammed solid back to about San Antonio Road. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In Oakland, the Swinging A's widening that lead over the Colorado Rockies tonight, score 5-0 in the top of the sixth. The Giants are off tonight. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Expect plenty of warm weather leading up to the 4th of July. In fact, Mother Nature turns up the heat starting tomorrow. Expect highs in the low 100s, up to 104 in some inland communities. Mid-80s by the bay, mid-60s along the coast. Wednesday will top out at around 102 and warm things up a few degrees on the coast and by the bay, with highs in the upper 60s at the beaches, mid-80s by the bay. Increasing clouds on Thursday mean highs between the mid-60s and low 90s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies and mild temperatures. It is 71 degrees in Dublin, 69 in Santa Rosa, 79 in Livermore, 66 in Oakland, 64 in Santa Cruz, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and we are talking with and we're having a conversation with PETA. Specifically, it is Ashley Byrne. And Ashley, I have to tell you, and I think that everyone who is interested in Hermes should probably see this explosive video called Belly of the Beast at PETA.org, because you should think twice before you go out and get your Birkin bag. And if you're like me, you're thinking, well, it's a gator. No. There's much more to it than that. It takes the belly skins of three crocs to make one Birkin bag, and how the animals are killed is gruesome. I wanted to say to you, Amanda, or ask you if you would explain in the one clip with this animal spine being completely removed while the reptile, even though it's a reptile, but that doesn't matter. It's still one of our creatures, all right? It still lives here. We have to respect that. It's still alive as they remove its spine.
Yes. And, you know, again, this is, you know, I think this is something that we see happening out of a variety of things. I mean, I think people become desensitized working in this environment, mm-hmm. and they stop seeing these animals as animals. They stop seeing them as living, breathing, feeling beings, and just start seeing them as, objects need to be taken apart as quickly as possible. And that's why you see things like that happening. Or sometimes, you see people actually becoming, a little sick from doing this, and they start to do things, just to be cool. But I mean, I think it's hard for most of us to fathom how something like that would happen, how it would be seen as acceptable. I wanted to mention, because I think you brought up a good point. These are reptiles, and a lot of I think a lot of people don't necessarily see reptiles the way they see their dogs, their cats at home, but they're just as intelligent. They have the same capacity to feel pain. You might not want to cuddle up with one, but, you know, I certainly think we can all agree that, you know, they deserve freedom from abuse.
Yes, and yes, and you know, when you have 200 of them in one pit and they're there for God only knows how long, and then you do not humanely put them to death before
you garner the hide,
it's just
I don't know how long they normally live, but it seems that they're doing this to very, very young crocodiles and alligators,
as young as
right?
Three.
Yes, that's correct. They are. And as you both pointed out before also, even when they think they have killed them, sometimes they're not actually dead, and so they'll just languish in a pile of dead animals for as long as it takes them to finally bleed out and die. It's just really horrifying. And, you know, of course, these are the factories supplying Hermes, but or the tanneries that supply Hermes, but we're encouraging anybody who's disturbed by this to simply not wear exotic skins at all and not buy exotic skins at all. If you think about it, I mean, again, this is a top-of-the-line designer. This is a luxury designer. If this is where they're getting their skins, if these are the conditions on the farms that they're using, I cannot imagine that the other farms that supply, you know, other designers of accessories use exotic reptile skins would be any better. We've gotten other investigative footage in the past of other exotic skins, slaughterhouses, and the conditions were awful. So, you know, we're encouraging people, if they want that look, to buy mock talk, to buy, you know, faux alligator skin, which, you know, you can even actually Paul McCartney makes beautiful faux reptile skin accessories. You would never know the difference. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I can imagine. The technology that exists today, there's no reason to wear the real thing. And by the way, the whole thing, you guys, PETA has done such a fantastic job with educating the public here in America and around the world to wear faux fur. But yet it seems to be, you know, creeping its ugly face back in to some of the fashion shows. And I speak specifically of Kim Kardashian wearing some fur. And, you know, I was thinking, I thought we were over this and everybody got the memo. Everybody got the email. What's happening?
Right. What's
happening?
You know, that's a great question. And actually, you know, you mentioned Kim Kardashian. That's no accident. The fur industry knows that the general public has an impression of them being very cool, which is accurate. And so they very often pay celebrities to wear their products because they're hoping to make it more palatable to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember that what you see on the runway and what you see on celebrities does not necessarily equal what the public is buying. There's actually been a huge demand for faux fur over the last several years. And, I can tell you that the younger people want nothing to do with fur. It's still seen as absolutely cruel and unacceptable. And if you look at the retailers that are catering to these younger consumers, they all have fur-free policies. I mean, H&M, Forever 21, Topshop, just so many of them. They have fur-free policies. A lot of them even have policies where they won't sell exotic skins.
That's great.
Or they're taking angora out of the lines.
It's just totally unnecessary in this day and age when you can recreate anything in anything else's image, so to speak, and probably do so at a lower cost and just as good a job. So stop with this crazy mental factory farming, et cetera. And I have to tell you, Ashley, I'm coming at this as someone who really doesn't care. Like, I don't PETA animals. Absolutely not on my radar. Like, I just don't have enough brain space for it. I care about children and, you know, gay people and just other causes. So it's always, like, last on my list. But I watch the video, and I'm just horrified and disgusted and thinking, this doesn't need to be this way. It just absolutely does not need to occur. End of line. And, like, I would think it would be really effective for y'all to, like, call on designers to come up with different and better ways.
But what PETA does is absolutely at the top of my wheelhouse. I feel for all animals, and I think it's horrific how we mistreat and mishandle the entire industry. It's all behind closed doors with big corporations. And when PETA sneaks in there, it becomes an eye-opening, shocking thing that for a long time. And when you find these things, God only knows how long it's been going on.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. I mean, it really is business as usual to do the most horrifyingly cruel things behind the closed doors of factory farms and slaughterhouses. And, we catch a few weeks of it, but we know that it's been happening long before we got there. I think also it brings up an interesting point that, you know, what you were saying, even if animal rights is not, it's not a cause that's on somebody's radar, it's so easy to not support these cruel industries. There's so many options out there now that are cruelty-free, whether you're talking about clothing or food. It's so wonderful that it's simply as easy as just, making kind choices at the mall or at the supermarket. And it doesn't even have to be your number one focus. It can just be, I'm going to choose this faux leather bag over this real one, or a veggie burger over a real burger. And also, again, the human rights conditions on most of these farms, when you think about the filth, when you think about, just the stench and the injuries, our investigator actually was injured, just working for a few weeks on this farm. So the conditions for people in these facilities are just miserable too.
Absolutely. I've got to wrap here, but I just want to say one thing about this. This is not a left thing. This is not a right thing. This is not a conservative thing. This is not a liberal thing. This is exactly what they stand for: the ethical treatment of animals. That's it. And when we see these things, thank goodness for you guys who do a wonderful job of bringing all of this to light. Because anybody who has any appreciation for animals. It's just the right thing. There's no gray area. It's either right or it's wrong. And so thank you for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on. It was great talking to you guys.
And once again, if you want to see this, we're specifically talking about the Birkin bags and, those things, all things Croc. And you can see this video at PETA.org. It will change your mind. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Ashley. It certainly did mine. I mean, I think what you were saying about it not being a left or right issue, it's
ethical treatment of animals.
It's just about being enlightened and living on a better planet.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good holiday weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Have a good night. Okay. Thank you. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back.
It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Rest easy in luxurious comfort during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys Mattress Sale. Enjoy drastic savings on top brand quality mattresses, including Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Sealy Posturepedic. And with no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Visit one of our 34 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys Mattress Sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Strap
Did
in.
You know that the highest point is Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Did you know the lowest point is the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
No.
And that the highest combined points scored in an NBA game is 370?
What's your point?
The point is, Point Palooza is going on right now at Cache Creek.
What's a palooza of points?
Millions.
How many millions?
6 million points every weekend.
Wow.
And from July 4th through the 6th, they're giving away 18.5 million points.
What would I do with that many points?
It's Cash Creek, so there's a lot. Tons of dining choices, play some golf, visit the spa, stay in their fabulous room, see a great concert, and...
Okay, I get it. There's a lot I can do with all those points.
That's exactly my point.
Don't you mean Point Palooza?
Exactly, Point Palooza. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. Play here, play the best. Visit www.cashcreek.com for more information.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is Ed Sheeran with the Rolling Stones.
And then Hell's Angels came and stabbed him.
Oh, that didn't happen. They were in Kansas City. Okay. Listen how great they still sound. So, I'm sitting around the house Saturday night, and I get a FaceTime call. And it's my buddy calling from Fort Smith, and he went up to Kansas City to see the concert. And there he was. He held it up, and I was watching the Stones concert. How cool is that? I love the Stones, and I'm so upset that they're bypassing the Bay.
Where are they?
Yeah, where are they going? They're going to San Francisco. To Sacramento, right?
I don't think even there. They just went. There were only 15 stops on this tour.
No.
San Diego's the only California city that had a show. I had a friend at that too, and he Facebooked the beginning of Sympathy for the Devil. Oh my God. Like, even just watching it on Facebook, I'm like, oh my God, that's how awesome. Anyway, but we did have a big concert over the weekend. The Dead shows were crazy great. My friends couldn't even make it to Pride because they're like, oh my God, we're still so whatever from Saturday at the Dead show.
Dead from the Dead show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I saw this amazing, everybody was putting up on Facebook and social media this great big rainbow over Levi's Stadium and this pinky pink sunset. And they were like, oh, this proves that, you know, God loves gays and hippies, you know.
What a
so screw you, Anton and Scalia. And then I saw this other article, like some of the nerds on Reddit were like, you know, they've got a really good lighting guy. He probably arranged for that rainbow to occur. And you're like, wait, what? And the clouds and a couple drops of rain? So the sound guy contacted, I don't know, Reddit or the newspaper that ran the story and said, no, I didn't have anything to do with it, but thank you for thinking that I could. That's a real rainbow.
Do we have the picture? Let's tweet it out.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
Join us at Generation Drex and DREX or on Facebook at KGO Radio. So I want to play this for you because last night were the 2015 BET Awards, and Smokey Robinson, yes, He won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Nice.
Very much deserved. And here's what he had to tell the artist. Stop being full of yourselves.
It's like a bittersweet wine, and it's intoxicating. And there's so many people, millions of people around the world who are standing in line to get a taste. For those of you who are fortunate enough to get a taste and get drunk on yourselves and become self-absorbed and haughty, there are so many people in this world who wish that they had one person who they felt like loved them. And for you to become haughty and self-absorbed because millions of people around the world, most of them you will never know or never even meet, love you, it's so ridiculous. You should be thankful.
Wow, this is powerful.
It's a blessing.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, that should roll on a loop at every record company in L.A. or all over the world.
It's a blessing, and we all should know from whom our blessings flow. You didn't start this. You were not the first in line. The line started way, 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 way before your great-great-great-great-grandparents were born. Also, you are not the end of the line.
Wow. So get over yourself.
So don't be so full of yourselves.
That's just an amazing, amazing speech. How fantastic. Yes. Love Smokey Robinson. He is, of course, as you can tell, but he's the genuine article. That man, he is so polite. And look at the star that he is. But I've met him probably 20 years ago. And he was that guy. You know, he just walks into the room, or you walk into the room where he's at. And we're on the same playing field. You know, no, not I'm up. Up here, I'm Smokey Robinson, and there you are, your Drex.
That's wild.
No, I mean, yeah, he's just sweet and
compassionate.
It was
kind of risky to actually say all of that stuff out loud in that room, I think. But it clearly went over, but like, wow.
Oh, just really moving and powerful. So congratulations to Smokey Robinson. Well-deserved Lifetime Achievement Award.
Telling it like it is,
that's
yo.
That's right. Right on. All right, let's get to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. And coming up, we're going to talk about our own. Now, I unfortunately was not able to make it, but the Pride Parade went on, and it was quite... You were there. You were tweeting me, and I loved it. I don't know exactly what was going on. You just sent me some of those pictures. We'll discuss that.
With half-naked men.
Right, right. And we'll have some people from the KGO newsroom join us in just a minute on KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
1-7-1753, 800-317-1753, 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? And they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. Get the free Artio app, access our stations, or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm shifted. That's RDIO. Artio. Tune to you.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
It's not just summertime, it's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
The fireworks are amazing.
Rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer with big shows, big concerts, and